Jeff, thanks for joining us. We are getting a fire update from you to kick things off here on the report. What can you tell us about the two fires burning in the area?
Fires began on June 6th. They're lightning caused. One is burning approximately 12 miles north of Silver City, outside the community of Pinos Altos. It is now at 10,276 acres. The Tadpole Fire is 40% contained, according to the last Forest Service update. There are 85 personnel on that fire. They are continuing to work at keeping the fire away from structures and New Mexico 15, which also remains closed in the Gila National Forest. The latest update from Forest Service about the Good Fire, which is burning near the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, indicates that it is now 50% contained. It was also a lightning-caused fire. There are no crews working on it at this time. The strategy, according to the Forest Service, is to monitor it until the onset of the monsoon season.
Okay, thanks for that update. Jeff, obviously, we want to talk more about the big news of last week with the Interstate Stream Commission rejecting funding for the Gila River Diversion Project. They voted against funding work for that project. Now, there has been plenty of things that have happened with this project and many issues. It's been controversial. But this week, let's talk about what really happened with the New Mexico Central Arizona Project entity to get us to this point. And where does the New Mexico CAP entity go from here?
When the ISC rejected the entity's request for the Bureau of Reclamation to be funded for the very last component of the draft of the environmental impact statement related to the project, they essentially said, hey, there's no money to move forward with this project. The CAP entity unfortunately missed a deadline at the very end of last year that permanently lost them access to what the entity in the ISC called the construction fund. By missing this deadline, they no longer had money to build a project. What that meant is the entity, their environmental impact statement, the draft of it showed that the water would be just astronomically expensive if the entity were to have to borrow money, find grants, that sort of thing to build this. So without the construction fund, they were left looking to the ISC and basically asking the ISC to fund them the construction of this, the operation and maintenance costs even, through the remaining pot of money. And that pot of money may also be used for regional water supply projects. Essentially last week, the ISC decided that that should be the focus for spending this money. And the future of the entity may actually be as a regional water planning group. Whether that actually happens or not is still up in the air. They do. The group does contain a number of local stakeholders, four counties that are parties to the settlement and a party to this money. They also contain municipalities from across the four counties, soil and water conservation districts. If they can get more stakeholders on board to act as a regional water planning group, that is something that the ISC and the entity has indicated that they would like to do.
Jeffrey Plant is a reporter with the Silver City Daily Press. Jeff, thanks for the update.